I posted this photo not because it's such a great photo or anything like that, but because it shows it's an illustration of my ongoing learning process about photography. I was walking across campus with some coworkers, and we saw this guy on the other side of the main quad. So he's like a block away from us or so. And this is during the middle of a game, a campus-wide game called Humans versus Zombies, where different groups of students dress up as humans and different groups dress up as zombies. And one wears like an armband, one wears a headband. And they have a week to sort of, I don't know, eliminate each other, something like that. I've never played, but it happens every year, and it's kind of cool. The humans are armed to the teeth with Nerf weapons. And so I saw this dude dressed up in like this military, fake military attire with all these Nerf weapons and stuff. And I thought, that's kind of cool. You don't see this every day. And I wanted to take his picture. Now, I'm uncomfortable in these type of situations. I don't like going up to strangers and just talking to them. And the best way to get over something like that is to confront it head on. So I walked right up to him, and I had my bulky D200 with me, and I kind of said out loud, I got to get a picture of this. So I didn't actually say, can I take a picture of you? But I sort of implied it when I said, I got to get a picture of this. And he understood it. He smiled, he posed, and he let me take his picture. I had about 5 seconds for the whole exchange, and there were a ton of things to consider. And this is where I mean my learning process regarding photography. So I had to figure out what angle to shoot. Do I shoot from eye level or do I crouch down? I ended up getting on my knees or sort of kneeling down because he's holding weapons or fake weapons. And shooting from a lower angle gives your subject more of a sense of power and authority and dominance. And I kind of wanted to convey that with Nerf weapons as much as you can anyway. And shooting from eye level would not have been the same. It wouldn't have felt the same. How do I frame the shot? So where do I want him in the shot in relation to everything else? I deliberately left him off center. I liked how the one weapon on his right side was pointing off to the other side of the frame. So I left him off center, where you see him first, and then you start to notice the rest of the photo. I also, in terms of framing, I had to figure out, well, what's he standing by, and how can I frame him behind or with the background, creating the rest of the shot. And so there's the big library building in the background. I didn't want that dominating the shot. I wanted the guy dominating the shot. So I had to kind of move myself around a little bit and put my subject so that he was off to the side of the building. Otherwise, in that way, he's kind of in this clear sky space. And then on the left, you see the building. What aperture to use? I was about 10 feet away, but I wanted to try and get some depth of field anyway. And at shooting with a 50 millimeter lens from 10 feet away, you're not going to get much depth of field. You'd have to be much closer. I chose 2.8 because it's a good aperture to shoot at for this kind of thing. 1.8 I thought would have been a little too much depth of field. It would have obscured the background a little too much. In retrospect, I think 1.8 would have been fine, but I shot from 2.8. I also had to consider, where was the light coming from? And the sun was behind us, and that meant he's looking at the sun. So the sun was behind my back, and I had to consider that when I was taking his photo. Where's the sun coming from? And so how is he going to be lit? If the sun was behind him, he would have been backlit and you wouldn't have seen anything. So that's one thing I had to think about. I also had to think about the context of the photo. How do I get across that it's on a college campus? And I don't know if I did. You see this, what kind of looks like dorms or something in the background. And so hopefully you get the sense it's on a college campus. And also, finally, do I give him instructions for posing? I had an idea in my head of him kind of doing an Arnold Schwarzenegger pose, like a serious military pose. But do I tell him that? Do I say like, okay, do this or do this? Or do I just let him do what he wants? And all this was in the span of like 5 seconds. I had to consider all this. And these kinds of things would have never occurred to me before, like a year ago when I started this blog. I would have never thought about all this stuff. But I had to think of all these things just in the heat of the moment here. Thankfully, I had already set my ISO to 200, and that's actually the first thing I do in any given photographic situation. I always set my ISO first, and then once you know the available light, you kind of know what the limits are of your ISO, and it's not always the best thing to do, but it's something I do. I set my ISO first. So I have my camera with me, I set my ISO, and then we went walking, and then I found this guy and so on. So I didn't have to deal with setting my ISO, but I always forget something in the moment. And it seems like every time I go out and take an unplanned photo like this, I go away thinking, oh man, I forgot about the focusing. I forgot about the framing or the lighting or something. This time I actually forgot about back button focusing, which I've been using for a while now. And that means most of the time on a camera, when you press the shutter, it focuses. You can decouple that focusing from the shutter mechanism or the shutter button. So on my DSLR, I have it so that there's a separate button on the back where you press to focus, and then you take the picture. I like it a lot better. Some people don't. It's just how I shoot. But I actually pressed the wrong button as I'm taking his photo, and I quick realized it, and I was like, oh, man, and I quickly reached over and pressed the correct button. And thankfully, I was able to get the shot in focus. But that's one of those things that in the heat of the moment, I've done that before where I've not pressed the right button to focus or whatever. Overall, I'm pleased with this photo. I don't actually think I'd do it differently. I'm pleased with how the whole process worked, the whole 5 or 10 second photo taking process worked. And in looking back at it, I think I actually succeeded in getting all the things I wanted correct about this shot, or not correct, but how I wanted it, because there is no correct or incorrect when you're taking photos. I like this photo, and maybe it would have been cool to tell him to pose differently, but I kind of like that he's got this big old grin on his face, and he's clearly having a good time. He's happy with his Nerf arsenal, and I don't know. I think it worked out okay. So the lesson here is be adaptable. You never know what situation you'll encounter, and things can change in an instant. And so you have to be able to change with what's happening. I certainly wasn't expecting to take a photo of a guy outfitted with Nerf weaponry, but I had to adapt to the situation. Also, bring your camera. That seems like kind of an elementary thing to say, but seriously, my coworkers and I, we were going across campus to pick up something. And as we're walking out the door, I had my water bottle, and I said, hey guys, wait. And I ran up to my office, I put my water bottle down, I grabbed my camera, and I went back and joined the group again. Because I thought, you know, I got my camera with me, why not take it? Maybe I won't see anything, but maybe I will. And if I do see something, I'll be glad I had it. Sure enough, I saw something, I'm glad I had my camera. My iPhone, honestly, it just wouldn't have been the same. So I'm glad they say the best camera is the one you have with you. Well, make sure you take a camera with you, period.